So now I'll speak in English. Whatever language you speak, in between you say Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Everything's perfect. If you don't know how to speak properly, you can say Hare Krishna. That's all. Then it becomes perfect. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jare dekho tare koho Krishna upadesh amaragya guru hoya taro edesh. Wherever you go, whoever you meet, speak to them instructions of Krishna. In this way become a guru and you deliver the land. Deliver this land. So you may say, well, I don't know very much. I don't know so many shastras, and I can't even speak any language properly. There are some people like that. Just like in Malaysia, I know some people when I was staying in Malaysia, that because there are at least four main languages in Malaysia, that means Bahasa Malaysia, and Tamil, and Chinese, and English, and there are other people, there are also people speaking Malayalam, and Telugu, and Hindi, and all kinds of languages there in a small country. So some people I know, they grow up, they know little bit of English, little bit of Malay, little bit of Tamil, but they don't know any language very well. So you may say, I don't know any language very well. But it is not required. If we simply understand that I am the servant of Krishna, we should chant the name of Krishna. You can tell others. Of course, if they want a very deep explanation, then you may have to go to someone who is more learned. That may be required, because not everyone will accept immediately. But according to our capacity, everyone should try to understand these topics of Krishna and distribute to others. Everyone has a different capacity. There was one Prabhupada who went all over the world and spread Krishna consciousness. In the history of India, Ramanujacharya is very famous. Now his 1000th birth anniversary is coming up. So not everyone can be like Ramanuja in the power of preaching. He's understood to be non-different from Ananta Shesha, which means he's always glorifying the Lord with many mouths. So not everyone can be like that, but everyone can serve according to their capacity. Of course, we shouldn't think that, well, I don't have much capacity, so I won't do much. We shouldn't think like that. We should do our best according to our capacity. That means that different people have different abilities, but anyway, we should try our best. And Krishna may bless. Even Srila Prabhupada himself said, I couldn't imagine that such a thing would happen, that I could go all over the world and preach Krishna consciousness. And Krishna will bless. Even from the grammatical point of view, Srila Prabhupada's English was not standard English. Actually, his translations, there's a very beautiful style that Srila Prabhupada translated his books in. You have to know English to appreciate that. It's very, very feelingful. Of course, he wrote in prose in English mostly, but it was poetic. It means Very, very beautiful. Many, many of his translations. But grammatically, Srila Prabhupada's English wasn't perfect. But the message came across. Tadvag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin prati shlokam abhadavatyapi namanyanantasya yashonkitani yachtrinvanti gayanti grinanti sadhava. This message of the Srimad Bhagavatam is meant for creating a revolution in the misguided lives of a sinful population. So you see, that's Prabhupada, he used these words. It's a very striking way of expressing in English. So such messages are heard. Such messages, even though imperfectly composed, are heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So this is very, as far as this English language goes, it's very beautiful English. So even if imperfectly composed, Srila Prabhupada, he quoted this verse at the opening of his Srimad Bhagavatam commentary, in this way acknowledging that his English was not perfect, but it was perfect in as much as he gave the message of Krishna. So linguistically some faults were there, but that's already stated in Bhagavatam, that if linguistically there are some faults, it doesn't matter so. And that's not the main point. The main point is to convey the message of Krishna. So we should all do that. Shravan, kirtan, we should hear nicely, then we can chant nicely. Srila Prabhupada said that I am able to preach Krishna consciousness very well now because I listened very carefully. When Srila Prabhupada was initiated by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, yes, I will accept him. He hears nicely. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had noticed that this man who was coming for initiation, he'd already noted him, that he listens nicely. So that's the first qualification. One should hear well. It's not such a common qualification because people don't have the practice. That's why I see in the classes often those who are listening, they're not really listening. They may be playing with their smartphone or playing with their fingers or dreaming of something else. To listen, that requires some. You have to give attention very carefully. To simply sit in the talk, some benefit is there. But to give our attention, there'll be much more benefit. So attention and trying to understand also. Apply our intelligence to try to understand. Krishna has given us intelligence. So that intelligence is properly utilized if we try to understand the messages of Krishna as given in Gita, Bhagavatam. So please try to understand as we go on. Throughout the day, we should have talk like this and then kirtan, talk, and then we can go on like this. Hare Krishna.